Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
About 35% of Irish people have had, at some point in their life have got a tattoo. This is a survey from 2019, but that number is likely to have increased over the past number of years. The appeal of getting inked transcends loads of different demographics like age and gender, but is there still some stigma around tattoos? Joe is from All Star Ink Tattoo. How many tattoos do you have, Joe, first of all?
Well over 100.
Over 100. Over how many?
It'd be more the coverage more so than the numbers now, though, you know.
As in, like, tattoo sleeves?
Yeah, like both arms, both legs, chest, still to do me back, though.
When did you start getting them?
I started getting them when I was a teenager out in Australia.
Okay, and it's built up from there?
Yeah, just kind of grew legs from there.
I mentioned about 35% of the Irish population say they have at least one or some form of tattoo. Do you think that has increased?
It's hard to say. I mean, like, it's definitely going up. There's definitely more and more people getting tattooed on a regular basis than there would have been back in the day. But, I mean, people have been getting tattooed for a long, long time. And I think on top of that, even in Ireland, I think people would have had, like, some sort of idea that they had to hide them. So there's probably a lot more people that were tattooed that just wouldn't have let on that they were tattooed.
So is there still some form of stigma, is there?
I mean, it depends who you're talking to. I think anyone who passes judgment, it's more a reflection than themselves and the person who's wearing it. So in terms of stigma, I don't think there is. I mean, if you have your face covered in stupid tattoos, I mean, there's definitely going to be some questionable looks that you might get, but I wouldn't say stigma. Mm.
No, but when you say, you know, you mentioned that people are maybe more inclined to show them off now. There's obviously been some kind of societal change, has there?
Yeah, definitely. I think people are a lot more open-minded to how they might look or how people are. I don't think people are as closed-minded as they probably once were.
Mm. Kieran is with us as well, Joe. Kieran is from Wildcat Ink Tattoo and Piercing in Dublin. Have you noticed an increase, Kieran, I should say, in the number of people coming through your doors to get a tattoo?
Absolutely. I mean, we're quite central in Dublin, so we get quite a wide range of people. And I would say, like, we operate mostly on walk-ins at the moment at this point, and it's because there's just such an industry for it now.
Who's getting them?
Everyone. You'd have 18-year-olds to like, a couple of years ago, we had a 90-year-old man get his first tattoo.
A 90-year-old man?
A 90-year-old man got his first tattoo with us, yeah.
Yeah. What did he get?
He got a beautiful traditional, like, pin-up tattoo on his forearm.
Okay, 90 years of age, he is something he obviously wanted to have or to give it a go. But is there a change in demographic, like in gender or age that's coming now to get them?
Yeah, I mean, I think tattooing was seen kind of as a almost like a, you know, it's kind of the classic stereotype is biker dude with, you know, loads of tattoos. But honestly, I think with the rise of social media and stuff, it's taken off, especially amongst, I'd say, the 18 to 30 demographic. But it's very just mainstream now. I mean, we just got accepted into Wildcat just got accepted into Culture Night in Dublin, so it's now just become a mainstream thing. Everyone is getting them. They're just part of life now, I think.
Yeah, the listener says, I haven't found any stigma at all, and I work in a really highly corporate industry. I have a full arm sleeve and other tattoos as well. I asked my work about it. They'd no problem with it. I think it's just, in general, it's more acceptable now, says this listener, Kieran.
Yeah, I think if you're covered in tattoos, you might get the odd look from a security guard in certain shops. But other than that, like, I've gotten next to nothing, and I've got quite a few on me.
Have you ever experienced any negativity over the years, Kieran, towards them?
Besides my parents, like I said, the odd security guard, I'd walk into a shop and they'd see the hand tattoos say, and they'd start following you around.
Oh, really?
I'm just trying to get a, you know, carton of milk or something.
What about you, Joe? Have you ever, you know, had any kind of negative experience like that?
To be honest, not really. I mean, I think if you're sound, you have a good handshake and a good smile on you, I think you never really run into much issues. Like Kieran was saying, though, as well, it's like if you were trying to get into a pub and you have tattoos all over your face, I mean, you can imagine how that's going to go. But I wouldn't say I've had any real negative stigma, no.
Funny you've both mentioned the face, Kieran. Is that the place people or the spot people are least likely to get a tattoo?
Like directly on the face, or like we get a lot of people getting like behind the ears or like just in front of the ear, kind of coming onto like the cheekbone. That's quite popular at the moment. But yeah, like face tattoos are rare still.
They're still rare.
That's kind of where most people would draw the line.
Okay. Tom has got in touch. He says, I think tattoos are just awful. I'd never get one, according to Tom. Another listener says, I don't have any tattoos and I'll never get one because you don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley, says this listener. Anna's with us on the line. Anna, have you tattoos?
Hi guys. I do. I have quite a lot and I got them quite late in life. I was in my mid-30s when I started and then, yeah, they took over.
What changed your mind to start getting them at that stage?
So a bit of a backstory. I have two grown-up sons who live with disabled bodies. And for me, getting tattoos was a type of showing my scars, my kind of role as a mother, as their carer. Made me want to kind of show that outwardly. Now, that brought a couple of, not problems, but, you know, when you show your scars, people look and people ask. And, you know, I like telling my story and we're very visible as living with a disability. My son, one of my sons then also started to get tattoos on his hands. And
okay.
for him, it is also a way of being in this world, of showing up, of saying, please don't just see my wheelchair. And it's on his terms what people see.
Yeah.
And his tattoos are his way of showing that he is just like everybody else, just in a wheelchair.
Yeah. And have you, you know, what's the sort of the general response? What sort of general response do you tend to get from people, Anna?
It depends.
Pass in the heat?
It also depends how I present myself with my tattoos. So, for example, I have my bravest or my most daring one probably is on the side of my skull. And I can decide whether I show it or not, depending on how I wear my hair.
Of your skull? Yeah. So whereabouts?
It's just above my, you know, the side of my head.
Yeah.
On my skull. So it's shaved on that side.
Okay,
as well.
Shaved, right, okay.
Here comes more about me. So obviously I decide whether I show my arms that are tattooed, my legs that are tattooed, whether I show my shaved side of my head and my other hair goes the other way, whether I show up with my sons that are in wheelchairs that also have tattoos. So it's a whole, we can be a whole circus if you want, and people can view us in different ways. But I think for us, the main part is to be there, to be present, and not just to be that one invisible mother, carer, person with disability. We exist on our own terms.
You are them with pride. Joe, there's a text here from a listener who says, I'm thinking about getting my very first tattoo. Where is the easiest place or where would you recommend for a first timer?
I'd say anywhere that's not ticklish and anywhere that you can conceal it. So on the outside of the bicep is always probably the easiest spot, I feel like. It'd be very handy to get tattooed and you can decide if you want it on show or not. I'd say that'd be always my recommendation.
My children got me a beautiful seahorse tattoo on my arm for my 60th birthday, says this texter. I absolutely love it. And so does my husband. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Joe from All Star Inc. Also, Kieran from Wildcat Inc. Tattoo and Piercing in Dublin. And Anna, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.